Welcome to Shom Achshav and Daf. She responds to Loi Nishmas Avi Yaakov Shalom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding in Adorim Daf Chof, second shiur on this Daf. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that there is such a thing called B'nei Teisha Midos, children that were born from improper relations between the father and mother, either because they are B'nei Emo, B'nei Anuso, B'nei Snuo, etc. 9 different types of children. According to one Girsa Maseches Kalas, 10 different types of children, and they are considered to be the Moedim and Poishim. The Pasuk says, Ubaroisi Mikem HaMoedim HaPoishim Bi. Because Shmuel is going to come, and in simple understanding of the Pasuk, Shmuel Kibichol is going to get rid of these kids. And there's another Tema Moed, right? I saw some of the Achrim ask it. The Moedim and Poishim are not the kids, they're the fathers. What do you want from the kids? Why are the kids punished so severely? What's the idea of the B'nai Teisha Midos need to be cleaned up and taken out? So the Leshem, Rabbi Yashuv, the grandfather of Rabbi Yashuv Zitzal, who was a big mekubal and wrote big, very deep Sfarim in Kabbalah, has one piece where he explains this thing in Chelek HaBiyurim and Shara HaKudim. And there he says the following. He says, every single thing in the world has a shoyrish that comes from above. Now we know Api Kabbalah is different oylamas, different places in the world where things come down from. Come down to us, they come from a higher place. The higher you go, the more Kaddish it is. The highest place in the world, whoever belongs there in the highest place, what's called oylam ha'atzilus, the highest place in the world, there everything is pure Kaddish and there's nothing bad. But as you go down through the different oylamas, the different sources in the world, there is things of bad over there. And when something comes to the world that hits its shayrish, its source, is from that bad place, so then down here in the world, it's mizgal kedovara. It comes out as a very bad thing. He comes out to say, that's also all the ma'acholas asuris, all the bad food. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat gidanoshe and nevelu, treifel. These are all things that they come down to the world. They come from a shayrish, from a lower world that has bad. So they come down here, they become davar asur. Says the Leshem, when I'm talking about Bnei Teisha Midos, the idea is that these kids, their shayrish neshama are coming from places which are closer to the koiches hara. When a child is born from improper relations between a father and mother, so his shayrish neshama is coming from a place that it has bad in it. So mainly this person was born, automatically he's more noitel hara. Automatically his tendency is to do averus, to do terrible things. And that's why usually these kids will be choytim upoishim, because they're closer to that place of shayrish hara. It's much more difficult for them to overcome the yetzer and not to do bad. But then towards the end of that ois, says the Leshem, if one of these kids was able to misgaper and kreiches hara, so then his schar is limitless. Because he has such terrible tendencies and he's still able to overcome it. So his Milo and Gedusha are so great, his Mame Shechid is Gula. One more point, says the Leshem. All these neshamas that have sources of bad from lower worlds, they also have a source from a higher world where there everything is Kaddish, where they have no Shaykhis to Ra. And according to what the Leshem is telling us, when it says, Baroisi Achoitim Upoishim, is you're going to take out all the nekudas hara of this person who was born. And all, he came from a source of bad, and if he fell in his tendencies, so he would have to come and clean him up and cleanse him. But the shayrish atoiv that every person has, the higher level in the shama, the constant place, the kula toiv, that will always remain. So this gives us a little bit more of understanding, something, some shaykhis. These kids are not to blame. They just, because of the mice of the father, the shayrish neshama, is coming away from a much more challenging place. They have much more to work. And if they don't, there will be baroisi, there will be a cleansing that will come later. But there will always remain, be able to be zoichet olam haba, mikoyach the neshama, the pure neshama that they have from a higher place. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.